Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. We've entered the prime season to enjoy the great outdoors, and it's clear that many of us have taken right to it. It's also the peak season for the blackleg ticks we know as deer ticks or bear ticks. Though one is correct in believing that these ticks are in the woods and brushy areas, it's also true that many people are exposed each year right in their own yards. As always, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. During this peak season, it's best to avoid the blackleg tick habitats altogether. But if that's not possible, here are some tips to prevent Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. Before going out, consult a map to see if the place you are working or playing is at high risk of tick-borne disease. Such a map for the state of Minnesota can be found on the Department of Health website. I've placed a link to that map at drdavidwick.com. While enjoying nature, walk in the center of trails to best avoid picking up ticks from grass or brush. Wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and long-legged pants when visiting areas with higher tick populations. These help to prevent tick bites and make it easier to spot ticks if they are on you. Tuck your pants into the tops of your socks or boots to prevent ticks from having easy access to the skin of your legs, ankles, and feet. Check frequently for ticks and remove them promptly. A deer tick that is attached for a day or two can transmit the bacteria causing Lyme disease. Human anaplasmosis could be transmitted more quickly than that, and also has a variety of unwelcome symptoms. When you check for ticks, be sure to check hairlines and behind ears. Also check the points of clothing constriction such as armpits, waistlines, and behind knees. If you must remove a tick, use a tweezers and grasp the tick's head as close as you can to the skin. Pull the tick out slowly, gently, and steadily, and then disinfect the bite area. Though folk remedies such as petroleum jelly, nail polish remover, or burning matches are well known, they are neither safe nor effective in removing ticks. It's best to use tweezers method I just described. See the doctor if you develop a rash or flu-like illness after a tick bite. More information about tick-borne illness and prevention can be found on state health department websites linked at drdavidwick.com. I trust that using these tips will help you live healthy this summer as you enjoy the great outdoors.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.